This is KERA. I'm Sam Baker. In our series, Vital Signs, a rare disease affecting the nervous system. After a downturn last year, the CDC says acute flaccid myelitis is on the rise again. 89 cases this year in 33 states, including Texas. Five of those in Collin, Dallas, Denton, and Tarrant counties. I talked about this with Dr. Benjamin Greenberg, a neurologist at UT Southwestern Medical Center and Children's Health. Media reports have described acute flaccid myelitis as a polio-like illness.
The symptoms it causes is very reminiscent of polio, which led to paralysis primarily in children. And AFM is doing the exact same thing, causing paralyzed limbs. The second reason they're related, AFM is thought to be related to a virus that is in the same family of viruses as the polio virus. So for both those reasons, there's a lot of evidence to suggest that this is a different version, if you will, of polio.
But we really don't know what causes it?
We have found in the majority of children with AFM that they have evidence of exposure to a virus called enterovirus D68, a pretty common virus to cause colds, upper respiratory infections, coughs, runny nose, sometimes stomach upset or diarrhea. And if you look at viral families, it is a cousin of polio. The trick is whether or not enterovirus D68 is actually causing the paralysis. And there's a lot of work being done to decide, is it a real causation or are we being fooled? Because it's not in all the children. We can't find it in all the children. So one possibility is it causes paralysis in some but not all, and there are other viruses circulating. We don't know yet.
And as I understand it, AFM can occur with anyone, but it does tend to happen mostly with children or people under 21.
Correct. The overwhelming majority of cases we've observed have been in children as young as a few months of age all the way through teenage years.
Do we know why this is?
We don't. But in most viral illnesses, we will see certain age populations more affected than others, and it tends to be younger and older. We think it may be related to immunity. As we get older, we develop immunity to different conditions. Mm-hmm. Or it may relate to their developing nervous system. They may be more prone to certain paralytic conditions than adults might be.
Is the paralysis permanent?
Yes and no. The children we've been treating here in Dallas and what our colleagues have seen around the country is that children do improve. It happens very slowly. It can take even years for the improvement to happen. And it is quite variable, the degree of improvement.
How do you treat AFM?
The treatment falls into two categories. The first is the acute side. When we have children in the hospital with weakness, what do we do to stop the inflammation and/or infection? We do not yet know if AFM is caused by an infection that triggers an immune response, or just an abnormal immune response. There are three different theories that link the infection to the actual damage that occurs. We have a lot of therapies to dampen an immune response. We do not have a therapy to treat the virus. So most of our therapies in the hospital are focused on dampening down an immune response that may be causing secondary damage to the spinal cord, mm-hmm. and hoping that the virus isn't replicating or causing more damage. They've finished their acute episode. All of our therapy focuses on rehabilitation and what can we do to restore muscle function. And then for some children who have certain patterns of weakness, we have surgical colleagues who can perform so-called nerve transplant. We take a healthy nerve from one muscle and move it to the paralyzed muscle to bring back function. So we're constantly screening children to decide if they would be a candidate for procedures such as that.
In the meantime, what are symptoms of AFM to watch for?
The number one symptom to watch for is weakness. And usually what children will complain of is if it's an arm, they're dropping objects or having difficulty holding objects. And over a period of hours or days, the weakness intensifies. And so if somebody on a Monday has a weak hand and on Tuesday it's a wrist or an elbow, they need to be evaluated.
What should parents and or children do to try and prevent AFM, if that's possible?
If this is caused by a virus, this virus is spread just like a common cold. So all the things we tell people during flu season apply now. Hand washing, hygiene, if you have somebody who's got an illness, a cough or cold, stay home during the worst of it. Hand lotions and hand creams that are antiviral or antibacterial are useful in trying to make sure we stop the spread of viruses, which may ultimately lead to AFM.
Dr. Greenberg, thank you for being with me.
My pleasure.